This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Also, I'm saying it. We're going to start calling this segment the voice of reason when it comes to college sports because I find myself agreeing with Mark Johnson more and more. Mark, my friend, always good to catch up with you, my man.
Well, if only there was a paycheck that came with that title of being the voice of reason.
We're working on it. We're working on it, okay? We've got some plans. We'll write you a check, Mark. Just let us move a few things around before you cash that check, okay? Maybe wait until next year to do that.
Exactly. I worked early in my career. I had a radio station that when I got my check, the GM would say, "Can you hold off for a couple of days on that?" That was always very comforting.
That is never a good sign when you hear that. If you hear that, you should probably dust up that resume.
Right.
Mark, I wanted to talk about the NCAA tournament expansion and get your thoughts on that. We're going to have a lot more games, it sounds like, on that Tuesday and Wednesday before March Madness begins. The madness part of it begins on Thursday.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was at Syracuse prior to coming to Colorado all those years ago, Jim Boeheim was real big on expanding the tournament. And he and I used to debate that back and forth all the time. I'm a little bit of that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Yeah, me too.
We have had a beautiful thing. I was not, in favor of when they expanded it out, you get the four games on Tuesday and Wednesday. I was not a big fan of that. They did that, even though the Buffs have played in that in the play-in games. But this is all about money. That's what this whole thing is about. Every conversation you and I have over the years about college athletics is about, well, really about anything when you think about it, is about money. That's all this is about. So this is the NCAA's way of looking at this and saying, okay, how can we expand this to draw more television revenue? And so that's all this is about. To me, listen, there are 330 Division I teams in America. 64 teams have traditionally, since they expanded it back in the 80s, to be in the NCAA tournament. It has become, if not the most, certainly one of the top two or three premier sporting events from a television standpoint in the world. And it has been such a magical thing. There are so many other things that are affecting this, the transfer portal, the NIL, and all the stuff we've been dealing with every time we talk, that it's already affecting this tournament, and now you're going to do something else to affect it. And, look what they've done with the NBA, with a midseason tournament and all this stuff. I mean, I have no interest in any of it. And I'm afraid you're ultimately going to kill the golden goose if you continue to mess around with this thing. But, you're the only one to ask me these questions, so nobody else cares.
I don't know if you know this. I loathe entirely the NBA Cup. I don't know what we're trying to achieve. It makes no sense to me. And I do. I look at this and say, man, March Madness, many will tell you that's the best postseason tournament of all of them. And yet we're going to water it down. And that feels like just the beginning.
And what will eventually happen, by the way, is what we've seen, for example, with the college football playoff expansion. It just means more power conference schools. That's all it means.
Right.
So that's what's happening here. Give us more money. Let us continue to pad the power conference schools so they have more of a dominant position than they already have. And so I just think that everything we're doing right now begins to chip away. What do we love? We love that opening weekend, seeing the Cinderella story, the team that's not supposed to be there, the team, when David knocks off Goliath. We all love that. Now, when we get to the Final Four, television numbers prove this over and over. We want to see Goliath versus Goliath. We love that. We love King Kong versus Godzilla, right? We love it's one monster against another monster. That's what we love at the end. But the great storylines, which make the NCAA tournament such a television draw and such a public draw, because it's not just basketball fans that become enamored with the tournament that first weekend. It's your uncle that doesn't know if a basketball's blown up or stuffed. It's your cousin that all she does is bets on her pool on whatever mascot she likes the best or whatever it is. I mean, it's become this draw because it's bigger than sports, which ultimately boils down then to big boy versus big boy in great college basketball. And so once you start messing with that. And everything we're doing right now that's already chipping it away at the Cinderella aspect of it, I get very leery of that.
Are you concerned, like you said, and that totally seems like how this is heading, this is a move primarily for the power conferences, yes, to just get those bubble teams in.
Yes.
Are you concerned that the next step is to, because I worry about this with the UNC Bears here, is the next step maybe years down the road, but we whittle away at some of these mid-majors, lesser mid-majors,
yes,
and we don't let the champions even get a seat at the table?
That's exactly where it's going, because ultimately where this goes, and Brady, we've talked about it on your show before, it's the breakup of the NCAA and the big boys taking their ball and going and saying it's our game, we're going to leave and go do our own thing. Look what's happening. Look at the last 2 or 3 weeks in college athletics. And I know I've said this on your show many times. I've been preaching this for well over 20 years, that eventually this is going to kill women's athletics and non-revenue sports. How many tennis programs across the country have been dropped in the last 2 weeks? I know two schools that I'm involved with. The one I graduated from, University of North Dakota, dropped men's and women's tennis. And my first Division I play-by-play job was at Illinois State. They dropped, if it was men's or women's or both, but they dropped their tennis program. So already we're starting. I told my wife the other day, I said I want to jump on the stage someplace and do I told you so dance, because the gambling thing's becoming an issue, right? We're already seeing that. Smaller programs are having problem keeping up. You're seeing sports being dropped. This was the most obvious thing in the world from my viewpoint, and we're seeing it come to fruition. And what we're talking about here with the tournament just kind of adds, I think, fuel to the fire.
Mark Johnson joining us, talking all things college athletics. Yeah, I'm not crazy about this one. How about the 5-5 rule that looks like it's starting? I tend to like it. It simplifies it for guys, yeah, like me that get very confused. Right. But also, it's not retroactive, so I can only imagine there's going to be guys that could have taken advantage of this this upcoming season. They're going to look back and say, "What the heck? Hey, get my attorney on line one."
Well, yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to see the lawsuits, despite the fact we've come through the COVID era here, where people were getting 5, 6, and 7 years because of that going on. So you've seen abuses going on in both ways. Gary and I have talked about that many times. Gary said that the Football Coaches Association has been pushing for that for 30 years. Five to play five. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone, right, just go. You can get 5 years anyway if you redshirt, so just do it, five to play five, and get it done. I don't necessarily have a big issue with that. Is there going to be some transitionary things that will be problematic, and will they be litigious? Of course they're going to, because, I don't care. If I switch my order at a restaurant, there's all of a sudden seems like a lawyer is dropping me a line. Oh, you can't do that. We got a lawsuit against you. I mean, it's like everything we do, somebody's suing somebody else.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. But I don't necessarily have a big issue. I don't think it's bad for the sport. And I like the fact that, considering what we've seen here recently about, let's go grab the G League guy who's 29 years old, and we can put that stuff to bed. And so in that respect, I like it. So that one is not overly problematic for me, and I don't think it's going to have any real negative effect on college athletics.
Yeah, I don't either. And I guess so we'll do away with the redshirt freshman thing.
Yep.
Mark, what about, injury redshirts? Is that going to be, pretty significant story? How is that going to work? Are we doing away with that too?
That's a good question. I don't know that they've come to the bottom of that. At some point, listen, bad things happen, right? But at some point, this is kind of this bubble wrap philosophy we've got on everything, that we have to make sure that no matter what happens, I'm treated fairly. Well, life's not fair, for goodness sakes, all right? If you blow your knee out 4 years into an NBA career and it's permanently damaged, guess what? You're done. You can't file a lawsuit to say, no, I must be able to play. And so I've got a little bit of problem. So maybe that cleans this up, that you get hurt, it happens, tough, It's not fun for me. It's not fun for you. It's part of life. People get fired. People get injured. People die. People get sick. All the different things we deal with. But you got 5 years to play five. And you know, but this idea that we have to have an addendum for every single circumstance, sometimes like, holy cow, people. I mean, that's why I call it this bubble wrap philosophy. It's, you know, we want to bubble wrap everything to make sure nothing ever bad ever happens. You can't do that all the time in life.
And do you ever just get exhausted with all these things, Mark? All these stories that keep coming out every day, every week, there's some kind of change or proposal?
Brady, it's funny, I was doing a speaking event here a short time ago, and somebody asked me a similar question. I said, I think I've gotten more checked out to the non-on-playing surface news in the last couple of years than I ever have. You know, I was always one of these guys, being what I do for a living, I was trying to be dialed into every single thing that would happen. And in the last couple of years, I've backed off that because, number one, it's exhausting. Number two, it's just too much. And number three, well, just, you know, it's like the weather in Colorado. Just wait 5 minutes. It'll change. And so I've kind of backed off from trying to dial into every single thing that happens because I know it's only temporary. And there will be the lawsuit that will be filed, you know, tomorrow and the day after that, the NCAA. Some committee is going to change this regulation, so that lawsuit then is known. I mean, it's just nonstop. And so I just kind of sit back and say, okay, let me have a 30,000-foot view of this, and I'll keep tabs on it, but I really won't get concerned until I think it's kind of getting down to the, you know, it's narrowing down to the funnel here, and now we can kind of put our hands on exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, with me, it's like if you take a two-day break from paying attention to everything, and we're talking like specific conference-to-conference stuff,
yes,
you're lost. I'm lost all the time, Mark, but if I take my brain out of it for a second and then I come back in, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I am having a very difficult time. A lot of it's really fascinating and entertaining, I suppose, but it is a mind bend sometimes if you take a break from it.
Yeah, it really is, and that's why, you know, you've heard me say it before. I love the games. I'm not always a big fan of the sport right now. But you can look at – this isn't just a college athletic thing. You know, I mean, look at all the storylines and the soap opera stuff that goes on in the NBA and the NFL. And so that's why I've kind of checked out of that. You know, there was a time when your sports that you paid attention to, you dial in, you know, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and said sports guy would give you 3 or 4 minutes of sports, and you'd look at the sports page the next day, and they'd tell you the games, the scores, who's hurt, who's coming back, who got an award, right? That was kind of the sports news. Well, what we've done in this 24-hour world, we've expanded beyond that. You know, I one of the things I hate more than anything in the world is the pregame fits. I don't care what somebody's wearing when they walk into the ball game. I'm tired of the performative aspect of that, where guys are putting on costumes to walk into the locker room. Stop it. I don't care. It has nothing to do with anything, right? And then we hear about who's feuding with who. And I mean, these kind of silly things that really don't play into why we all originally fell in love with sports, because of the drama and the spectacular performances. I mean, and look at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. That was awesome. It's fantastic. Just enjoy the pure athleticism and what went into that race. But, you know, when it comes to the business aspect and the soap opera aspect of it, I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm, you know, not paying a whole lot of attention to it.
I'm with you. You know, it's getting, like I said, it's just every day there is some kind of proposal, some kind of lawsuit, or, you know, I saw the Brendan Sorsby story, retaining an attorney to try to regain his college eligibility. It's just, it's exhausting. Yep. It really is.
Look at that story right there. I mean, this is not a question about should I be or could I. This isn't George Costanza on Seinfeld when he slept with the maid at work and wasn't, you know, looked at his boss when he got fired and said, was that wrong? You know, if you would have said something, right? You remember that great Seinfeld episode? Everybody knows. I said to somebody the other day, you can't walk around the University of Colorado Athletic Department in the bathroom, in the hallways, the locker rooms. There is tips at the toilet. There's a thing they put in front of the urinals in the men's room, and it's NCAA rules, right? And every year, on numerous occasions, they've got warnings about gambling. You get around the NCAA tournament, and it is everywhere. Everybody knows this. This is not a question about this. This is a common knowledge piece of information in the world of sports. No athlete has ever not known this. So for Brendan Sorsby to go out and allegedly be casting, thousands upon thousands of bets, And now somehow he's like, what? You're taking my eligibility away. I never thought this could happen. Shut up. You're lying, man. You knew it. Of course you knew it. And so it just grates on me when you get these guys that blatantly violate rules everybody knows about and then cry wolf afterward and say it's not fair.
I'm with you. I mean, you know what you're getting into, and yep. yet we're yep. getting more and more of these stories that are like, wait, what? I don't right. have... Yeah, it's wild to me. Mark...
When you get pulled over doing 90 and a 55, don't get mad at the police officer.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
Except the punishment.
Very well said. Mark, always appreciate the insight, my friend, and we'll see what's new next. I'm sure the college football playoffs will be changed, and we'll have a midseason cup and all that stuff coming up next week. So, Mark, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
I look forward to it.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, the voice of reason when it comes to the NCAA. 12:32 the time, UNC announces installation of lights at Nottingham Field for the 2026 season. UNC head football coach Ed Lamb will join us next to talk about it. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.